Today, our drama is on anxiety or worry. Now, if you look up a sermon on anxiety or worry, you'll find a whole list of things that might help you to deal with anxiety or worry. One is to read the Bible. One is to be realistic, to understand what you're worrying about and what you're not worrying about. There was a man who went into Toscanini, and he said, "Oh, Toscanini, I'm so sorry, but I'm playing the bassoon, and I can't hit the E-flat note. I've been worried about it all night." He says, "There is no E-flat note in this piece." He was worrying over something he shouldn't have worried about. Be flexible. Yes, whenever, be flexible. Focus on the good cares. Minimize the unnecessary ones. This is what I call the Sound of Music solution, which is raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Whenever things are causing you problems, think of all the good things in life and all your worries will go away. Or live to learn one day at a time. Or stay busy. That's a good one. That's a good one for all of us, isn't it? Stay busy. Or learn contentment. But those aren't necessarily the right theological answers to worry. There are two separate theological answers to worry. One might be from Job. Now, you'll remember the story of Job. He was a righteous man, and one day Satan, or as the Bible says, the adversary, came up to Job and said, "Well, of course he's a righteous man. You've given him everything in life. He's got all this wealth, all these riches, all these possessions. He's got 7 wonderful boys and 3 wonderful girls. But if you took that away from him, he would curse you." And God says, "No, he's a righteous man." And so one day at a feast, Job's sons were together, and his daughters were together, and the house fell down, and in one fell swoop, he lost all of his children. But he didn't curse God. And then the adversary came to him and says, "Well, of course, because he still has everything in life besides his children. But if you put affliction or pain in his life, then he's going to curse you." And so he put boils on Job. And Job still didn't curse God. And Job's friends, 3 of his friends came to Job and they started talking to him about God, but he would not curse God. And finally, at the end of all the discourse, Job finally says, "Well, I'm not going to curse God, but I curse the day I was born." And then God let him have it. "Who are you to understand my ways in this world? Did you create the universe? Were you there?" You see, one of the answers to worry is that God is in charge. He knows what he's doing, even though there are times we don't seem to understand it. But I like the answer that Jesus gave from our gospel lesson this morning. He said, "Trust in me. Trust in me." He said, "Be at peace and trust in me." You see, the theological answer to worry is that we don't trust God. The word "trust" there really means to have faith in God, to understand that God is in charge. But Jesus doesn't end there. He says, "Trust in me," and then he goes right into this. He said, "In my Father's house are many rooms, and I go there to prepare a place for each and every one of you." You see, the only real theological answer to worry is that someday, because of Jesus and him coming to this earth in a manger in Bethlehem and claiming our lives, someday we will be with him. And you can try all the techniques or the joys that you can find on help online to figure out what to do with worry, but the answer is God knows what he's doing and you will someday be with him forever. Today is the 3rd of our drama series. And if you haven't figured it out by now, every single line from the drama series is from the Message version of the Bible, either from the Psalms or the book of Job or whatever. And it presents to you God's scripture and his solution to worry.